There should be a little ball on the other side. Little yellow ball.
Yep.
Okay.
It's way back there.
You can get the cursor onto that yellow ball.
No, it's too far back to where we probably do anything with.
Do you have any headless bodies?
It's now set for Roman, who was sitting further back than you are. When we run it on the full graphics card, the movement of your head is seamless. You won't see any... No, the first time I did it, I thought, with the full graphics running, I thought it was broken because I couldn't notice any movement when I moved my head.
Yep.
And then it dawned on me the reason I couldn't notice any movement is it was so incredibly smooth. It looked like real life.
Yeah.
And I'd lost the idea that I was in the Rift just for a second there.
Mm. So what we're talking about is the Oculus Rift, and we've all been having a bit of a play with it. Adam, you've been playing with your Oculus Rift, and you've been watching a virtual movie in a virtual cinema. How does that work?
Yeah, I've been looking forward to doing this for a long time, because I've been waiting for the Rift, and the Rift finally arrived, and I discovered we didn't have a single laptop in the house that was remotely powerful enough to drive it, so then I had to wait for a new laptop, and when it was over...
Which is spectacular to look at.
Yeah, one of the first things which we tried was I wanted to watch a movie, so I got a virtual cinema... Put on the Bill the Galactic Hero movie that was crowdfunded through Kickstarter and sat down to watch that within a virtual cinema. So when you're watching it, we can see the cinema, I can see the other seats, I can see other virtual patrons sitting around watching the same movie with me. Not that
do they talk
people.
Annoyingly at all?
No, they do eat popcorn apparently, and there was one, someone was complaining that they took it, who was watching a movie earlier, they were watching Guardians of the Galaxy on it.
Yeah.
And they were complaining that the guy kept pulling out his phone during the movie.
Oh, no, you see, I've done
that's too realistic.
That's way too realistic. That bothers me as it is.
You can move further and further ahead or behind from the seat so you can get closer to the screen until it takes over and that gets annoying.
It was ironic, though, you're watching Bill the Galactic Hero, of course, because parts of that are animated and parts are real.
Yep.
Actors, and it's probably an appropriate film to see on a virtual screen in a virtual cinema.
It was interesting that the virtual audience disappeared shortly into the virtual into the movie.
So I thought that was telling. Were they responding to the actual movie, or did this happen in any movie you watched?
I think I may have pressed the wrong button and they disappeared.
You eliminated the entire audience.
I got about a third of the way through, and then I thought I'd try a different cinema. So I left that one to watch the rest of the movie and went on to this ocean cinema where you're sitting on an ocean on a little tiny, tiny little canoe-like boat with a big, huge screen just floating on the ocean in front of you. And the seagulls were so frustrating I left that. I kept flying past that. I caught my eye. These seagulls.
Very frustrating.
Watch a movie. Yeah. So then I cut up off to watching it in space, on a space station, and the whole planet Earth rotating. That's really distracting when you're trying to watch a movie. Don't watch a movie on a space station.
Oh,
it just, it's not good. So I've returned to the basic cinema instead and finished watching. I feel quite proud of watching an entire movie on the Rift. It was a challenge.
You didn't have any problems with visuals and effects?
No hassles to speak of. I didn't get ill or anything on that one. I've certainly been ill on the Rift, but this wasn't one that did it.
The roller coaster would do it?
No, the flying like a bird where you fly in the direction you look.
Yeah, do you have to flap your hands?
No, that was bad. I got this environment where they create a little 3D world and you everywhere you look, you swoop in that direction. So as you look around, you're suddenly swooping in all these different directions. And I thought that made me feel really ill. And then I discovered I had another one of those, which had an actual medieval village to fly through. So I did that one. And then I discovered it had a game where you had to fly through these rings as part of it.
What, Quidditch?
Yeah, particular. Yep. And so I went flying through rings. By the time I was feeling really ill and I realised there was a level 2. And I have to do the level 2. So I did that too. But that was an error and I stopped using the Rift for a day after that one. Don't go flying with the Rift. Not wise.
So, just as a thought, for anyone who actually doesn't know what the hell we're talking about, the Rift is what virtual reality, basically, isn't it?
It was kickstarted. It's currently owned by Facebook. This is a development kit, so it's nowhere near as good as the full commercial product is supposed to be when it comes out. It effectively gives you a HD screen split into two over two eyes with a lens to make it viable. And then a whole stack of software that's supposed to run on it to make it look realistic. The problem is the software is pretty demanding of any computer.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was quite a spectacular experience.
Yeah,
but you haven't seen the full one. You need to see it. We were doing it here with low-quality graphics. Okay. So with full graphics, it's shockingly good.
I suspect it would be more disturbing if the quality of the graphics was better.
In a good or a bad sense?
Well, in a bad sense.
Are you referring to the whole Uncanny Valley type of situation? Yeah. I did an underwater one, and it was just like diving, and it was a real shock as I was doing it. So there are things which you can emulate quite well on it without having to feel that something's wrong. I'm not sure that other people sitting in a cinema with you was one of them.
I did find the headless body next to me was disturbing.
That was you.
Particularly when you told me that was me.
Yeah, but that's just creepy. It wasn't set up for where you were sitting. Yep. So I get that. I understand that.